everybody today? Really?
Good, okay. Good, good.
You guys got a Sabbath at least?
Yeah.
Dude, you guys got work on this, really. That's right. Okay, so, my brother and I, anybody here in first grade or second grade? Okay, first grade, second grade. That's how old my brother and I were. And we lived in Cleveland, Ohio.
Somebody commenting about the football team?
They won in Cincinnati last week. That's all that counts.
Steelers.
Let's see. Super Bowl 31.
Packers and Steelers.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Anyways, back to the story. All right, so here we are, my brother and I. We go to school every day. We went to Lakewood Elementary, Adventist Elementary School. And my parents didn't drive us there. You know how we got there? No, well, kind of. We took
it.
That's right. We took two city buses. Now, parents, can you imagine sending your first and second grader to school via two city buses every day? Maybe not today. Back then, it wasn't a big deal. That was only 5 years ago. So we would ride this bus, two buses, to and from school every day, back and forth. And one day, my brother and I were heading home from school, and we hung out at our usual little store there. Sometimes my mom would give us a little bit of money. We would buy a candy bar, or we'd buy a pop or something like that while we were waiting for our bus. Well, that particular afternoon, on our way home, the bus was running late. Well, we didn't think out a whole lot about it. We just got to buy more candy and stuff. So that was pretty cool. So we were there munching away on our Tootsie Rolls. We were drinking our soda. And then the bus finally showed up. And so we gave the bus driver our money. And he gave us our transfer ticket for the next bus. And so we're just riding along in this bus and doing our usual thing, just kind of cruising along and waiting to get to our next bus. Well, as we were driving along, let me ask you guys, you know what this is right here? Well, besides the iPad. What's that?
It's a semi truck.
It's a semi truck. No.
But it says bronze.
It says bronze. That's irrelevant, anyways. It's a semi truck, right?
Yeah.
Semi truck.
You guys all see that, right?
I can pass this around, but I don't know. It may not come back. No. Semi truck. Well, here's this truck driver one day. So he's cruising along, he's doing his rounds, he's driving one of those things. And he's going down some of the main roads there in Cleveland. And he's driving along, he comes up, and he's approaches the intersection. Well, about the same time he's approaching the intersection, my brother and I got to our bus stop. But guess what? You know how I said we had to take a second bus? Well, guess where that second bus was? It was already there, but it wasn't. Right there, it was across the street. At the next bus stop, which we had to cross the street to get to. First and second graders, by the way. Crossing the streets, hanging out, candy stores, that sort of thing. So, it was getting ready to leave. And so we quickly ran out of the bus, and we got to the corner, and you guys know what's one of those little red guys on the street sign? What's it mean?
Stop.
It means don't walk, right? Well, we had one of those guys. And I saw that, and being the responsible one, like I told you earlier, I was. I told my brother, don't go, we can't go. But our bus is leaving. And it was getting ready to roll out of there. The doors were shutting, and we were like, if we missed our bus, it was a long walk home. And we did not want to miss the bus. So my brother, being the irresponsible one, took off. And he ran across when he wasn't supposed to be running. Well, he wasn't walking, he was running. But he still wasn't supposed to be going. And so he starts trucking along. You remember that guy I told you about, the big truck? He must have been in a hurry too that day. Because he had to make his rounds and he had to get his deliveries to where he had to go. And so he didn't pay attention to red things either. And he had a red light. But it didn't make any difference because he turned his truck anyways. And as he came up the intersection, he didn't stop. He kept the intersection, he just started turning. And he turned, and turned the corner, and here's my brother coming this way, here's a truck coming this way, and he turns, bam! Flattens out my brother. He's like scoop pizza. You think so? No, my brother's tougher than that. He wasn't no sweet pizza. But he did hit my brother. And he hit my brother goes, boom! Like that. And his books go, flying everywhere, right? He had books in his hand, papers in his hand. They're flying everywhere. And I'm just like, like this, right? Then, you know what he does next? He just jumps back up. He runs back to where I was. Then he goes, oh man, my books! He runs back out here. He gets the books all up. He brings them back to the car. You think he was hurt?
Yes.
He was. He didn't know it, though. The dude was running on adrenaline. Well, the police showed up, right? Somebody called him. Oh, my brother! So, police come. And that was my very first ride in a police car. But I wasn't in trouble. Has anybody ever ridden in a police car before?
Yes.
Were you in trouble?
No.
We're not going to ask that. Okay, good. All right, we weren't in trouble either. But they took us to the hospital. And we got to the hospital. And they got my brother in the emergency room. They started checking him over. And while he was being checked over, the policeman that took us, he calls up. He goes, oh, Mrs. Brown. And my mom goes,
yes.
And he goes, I don't want to alarm you, but your son's just been hit by a tractor trailer. Now, if you were a mom, what would you think right about now? My son's dead! I mean, seriously, who gets hit by a tractor trailer and lives? Really? I mean, it's a really big truck, right? Well, my brother lived. My mom calmed down, and they came to the hospital. My brother just had some bruises and nothing else. You think his guardian angel was watching over him that day? What do you think my mom told us every day we went to school?
Be careful and watch your trucks.
Watch your trucks. I don't think it was quite that specific, but she definitely said, be careful, be safe. Every day. Be careful, be safe. Was my brother careful?
No.
Was my brother safe?
No.
Like I said, he's the very irresponsible one. I'm the responsible one. But our bus is leaving, right?
Yes.
So, you do have a guardian angel. The guardian angel does protect you. It's protected me more than once, a number of occasions, even as an adult. So, in the future, always remember, listen to your parents, be careful, be safe, and always remember, even if when you're not, your guardian angel is watching out for you. Right?